From the studios to RPH in Sydney, this is 30 Laps with Dick. I'm Richard Lyon. Welcome to this week. Well, tell me, the name Hilton, what does that conjure up? The late Senator John McCain? Well, he was a guest at the Hanoi Hilton. Perhaps the Pisa Hotel. They call that the Tilton Hilton. Paris Hilton. Not on this show, baby. Well, this week we have the High Ace Hilton on 30 Laps. And let's go to the best value motor parks in New Zealand in our Trans-Tasman bubble in a 1978 Toyota High Ace Hilton motorhome. Also, let's review the new Ferrari SV90 plug-in hybrid, no less, whilst we drive around Aotearoa. I bet Paris Hilton would buy one. Old camper van, brand new Ferrari, sublime to ridiculous this week in 30 laps. Oh, and a great trip around the long white cloud. So, step up, climb aboard, safety belt on, engine on, rattle, noise on, let's go. Let's start with the motor park, shall we? Go New Zealand's best value camper van sites and motor parks off the beaten track. Written on the 17th of March in the New Zealand Herald by Sarah Bennett. My husband Lee and I have just passed a major milestone, 500 nights in the High Ace Hilton, the little camper van we kitted out in 2011. Before that, we tented our way around the back in a Nissan Bluebird. The last two decades have left us hopelessly addicted to camping the Kiwi way. I certainly never envisaged this during my childhood's holidays, relegated to a sandfly-infested awning at the Nelson Lakes. Here we bring you around about 12 of our favourite camping spots, either remote, underrated or under the radar, and mostly along the road less travelled. We list them north to south, starting with subtropical paradise and ending with the sea lions. First stop in our High Ace Hilton is Matai Bay in Northland. Reached via a rural for that matter, road on the Kari Kari Peninsula. Matai Bay is a gorgeous golden arc of sand lining warm, glistening waters. The gentle sloping beaches are particularly friendly, perfect for the young, unconfident and infirm. The craggy headlands at either end are fun to explore, while the half-day walk to Wangatupiri Bay offers a longer leg stretch. The DOC camp here is generously spread over lush grass just beyond the dunes, with bushy nooks and hedge road alcoves, providing privacy and shade. Simple amenities are flush toilets, cold showers and running water. Matai Bay is a busy place in summer, but like most of the campsites listed here, it's a pretty quiet spot for the rest of the year. And while we're on the road to our next spot, let's talk about Sound and Fury. Plug-in hybrid is Ferrari's first. This is from the 19th to 21st of March 2021, the AFR Life and Leisure magazine, as usual, written by Tony Davis. There's something seriously strange about driving out of the pits at Sydney Motorsport Park in the most beautiful Ferrari ever and not hearing a sound. That mean we are in batteries-only mode, and the electric motors up front have done all the work. When all three electric motors are working, they deliver 162 kilowatts. That's roughly what you'll get from an everyday sports car, such as a Toyota 86 GT Coupe. Yet you have also a 32-valve 4-litre twin-turbo V8 ready to kick in and liven things up. The Ferrari S50 mid-engine coupe is the company's first plug-in hybrid, combining a rechargeable electrical system with a traditional race-bred Ferrari petrol engine. But different from our Hiace, hey, as we pull into the Owiwa Beach Holiday Park in the Eastern Bay of Plenty. On the beautiful Pacific coast, 35 miles east of Whakatane, this family-friendly park nestles around a sandspit on the edge of the Ohiwa Harbour. It offers a blend of beach, bush and harbour activities, including walking, kayaking, fishing and birdwatching. Pack the boogie board and binoculars, but with the Motu Trails nearby, you might like to bring your bikes. Kenny at KG Kayaks offers great kayak tours too. The holiday park is beautifully landscaped with pahutukawa, that's a big, like we call it the New Zealand Christmas tree, pahutukawa and palms and prickle-free lawns. Or bindi-free lawns, if you like. And many terraced sites with fabulous views. But of course we haven't got time to waste because we're on our way to the Coromandel Peninsula. So whilst we go there, let's talk hybrid Ferrari, shall we? Back to Tony Davis. With everything is working together, the company claims exactly 1,000 CV or metric horsepower. CV is the engine, is the figure engineers prefer because it gives them the biggest number for those thinking in other measures. That's 735 kilowatts or 986 brake horsepower. Whichever units you prefer, it's an outrageous quantity of them. And, by my count, more than any other series production car sold here. Sure, the modern 16-cylinder Bugatti has just over 1,100 kilowatts, but that's left-hand drive. Oh, can't be registered in Australia. Even a Mack Trident B double truck I once drove weighing 58 tonne and with 34 wheels didn't make anywhere near as many kilowatts, although to be fair, it did have more torque. The entry-level Ferrari beat them all. The F8 Tri-Turbo reviewed here a few weeks ago. It makes just 530. The first customer SF90s are arriving about now, with prices starting at $846,888, excluding on-road. However, with the Ferrari option, prices being what they are and Ferrari buyers being what they are, which is to say, keen to accessorise and personalise, a few examples will limbo up just under the $1 million mark. Crikey, cheaper to stay at Coromandel, hey, and our Hiace Hilton. And this is the Waikawu Bay part of the Coromandel. The northern end of the Coromandel does a great line in remote campsites. The easiest drive is to Waikawau Bay, 25 kilometres beyond Colville. A classic Coromandel beach. It's all white with sand and shapely dunes, backed by grassy fields on what is the DOC campground, and that's where it sits. Pick your spot across the many acres and enjoy the simple life provided by basic amenities, including a new ablution block. It also has a dozen powered sites. Satisfaction is guaranteed for water babies thanks to great swimming, diving, fishing, kayaking. Bird spotters will find plenty to keep them busy, particularly amid the wetlands of the bushy Matamatahariki track. Try saying that with a couple of cold ones under your belt. The spectacular Coromandel Walkway can also be reached in around 40 minutes drive further south, although check the road conditions and your confidence before setting out, especially if you're going to do it in a Hiace Hilton or a Ferrari hybrid. Talking of Ferrari hybrids, a popular accessory, for example, is the Assetto Fretano package, which brings suspension upgrades and various lightweight components, including carbon fibre doors and titanium exhaust. It costs just $110,000. Oh boy, the SF90 will drive up to 25 kilometres on batteries alone, powering first the front wheels, a la front-wheel drive Ferrari, who would have thought, And this drive mode makes it suitable for any future zero emissions urban zones, and more immediately means you won't wake up the street when you leave early or arrive home late. We had an advanced drive at Sydney Motorsport Park's 4.5 kilometre race circuit, where the true wonder of the mechanical package could be demonstrated. For insurance reasons, we had a Ferrari F8 tri-turbo pace car to limit our speed. Just to emphasise that, we had to drive behind one of the world's most capable sports cars, steered by a professional racing driver with a great deal more experience around the undulating and sometimes unforgiving track, so that we didn't go too fast. We climb out of the Ferrari, which is not easy, and we get back into the 1978 High Ace Hilton. And on we go. We're going to Ruapehu, to the Wakapapa holiday camp. How many times have you driven the desert road and wished you were heading into the Mawanga of Tongariro National Park? Well, don't just dream it, do it. Just 40 miles drive from the Turangi Wakapapa Holiday Park is supremely positioned for exploration. Nestled on Mount Ruapehu's lower slopes, Wakapapa is the starting point for many of the national park's best tramping or tracks, taking in an incredible array of its famous volcanic features. We might call them trekking tracks on this side of the Tasman. The campground looks and smells like the wilderness. Its powered sites are tucked into nooks of fragrant mountain beach. Mount Ruapehu can be glimpsed here and there between the trees, while the Wakapapa Nui stream gushes down a gorge alongside. The Grand Chateau Hotel provides dining options only 2 minutes' walk away. Unless, of course, you go by silent Ferrari. Back to the Ferrari, folks. Where were we? Oh, that's right, Sydney Motorsport Park. And that's the thing about this extraordinary machine. The SF90 is so quick and so manageable due to its extraordinary all-wheel drive grip and complex adaptive drivetrain, which is constantly micromanaging all four corners, that being a hero seems too easy. Hauling in the F8 was no issue at all. The faster you go, the faster the SF90 seems to pick up speed. And while the F8 is visibly moving on, say the very fast sweeper at the end of the main straight, the SF90 seems perfectly composed. A dab of the accelerator at any speed and it just takes off. The electric motors give you instant torque, meaning waiting for the turbos to spool up simply isn't an issue. You come out of a corner at 100 kilometres an hour, feed in the accelerator, and you're doing 200 kilometres an hour in about the time it takes to look down at the speedo. I wouldn't suggest we do that at Wakapapa in the high ace. Well, I guess it depends where we're going next. The Holsworth Park at Tarua. That's where we're headed. If the mighty Tarua Rangers remain a mystery to you, you're not the only one. To get among them, pack your tramping / trekking boots and head to this big, beautiful recreation area, just 20 minutes drive from Masterton. Park up on the open or in the bushy alcoves alongside the Atikawu stream, where you'll find swimming holes galore. There's no powered sites or showers, but there are shelters, picnic tables and water. There's a history here at Holsworth, as you can see from the well-formed walkways and interpretive displays. Tramping options include the 2-hour gentle Annie track to Rocky Lookout, or the 6-hour return tramp to Powell Hut, which rewards with top-of-the-world views. How do you like it so far, hey? Out of the Hilton, back into the Ferrari. That's a beautiful view from the Ferrari, I would suggest. We're all over the place this week. 30 laps. Well, this is a new age car, this Ferrari. You wouldn't expect anything else but new age music, would you? Let's get back to it and have a look, see what it's been doing while we've been rattling around in the high ace. The official stats have you reaching 100 kilometres an hour from rest in 2.5 seconds. There are some pure electronics boosting a similar figure, but none will come anywhere near the Ferrari's 0-200 in 6.7 seconds. The brakes have superb feel with consistent pedal pressure, not a given in a hybrid, and do a mighty job of hauling the speed down whilst topping the batteries up. The engine can also be used to charge the batteries in hybrid mode, while in performance mode, which keeps the V8 engine engaged at all times. I was harvesting enough energy solely through the braking and acceleration to see my indicative electric range increasing by about a kilometre a lap. We don't have that problem here today in the Totoranui Abel Tasman National Park in our Hilton, though, do we? Yes, it may be the biggest camp in the country, and so popular there's a ballot for summer holiday bookings. But when it comes to the best off-the-beaten track, Totoranui is pretty hard to beat. Situated at the northern end of the Abel Tasman coast, along native bush and golden sand, it's a paradise for swimming, boating, walking and biking, or just kicking back in full R&R mode. Camping ranges across an old farm, its paddocks now repurposed into various zones lined with shelter belts and dotted with fire pits where folks gather come sundown. Extensive facilities are expertly run, but note there are no powered sites. Even when it's busy, it still feels like it's back to nature camping. Out of peak season, it's tranquil bliss. Not far from that is the Kohaihai Kuharangi National Park. Staying at this conservation campsite allows you to soak up the rainforest splendour at the end of the heathy track, while also giving you a reason to drive the 100 super scenic kilometres north of Westport, taking in Denniston, Karamea, Uparara and more. At the end of the line is Kaiohehe, a grassy reserve wrapped around a dramatic river mouth, with stunted pines providing shelter and onshore breeze. Swimming in the river is all good, but the beach is definitely not. It's utterly spectacular, though, all driftwood and crashing breakers and killer sunsets. The picturesque footbridge signals the start of the heathy track, but you can walk to Scott's Beach or hit the trail on your Momentum bike during open season, which is May through to November. While you're thinking about that, let's go all things Ferrari. Backwards and forwards. It's good stuff. Plug-in hybrids are the next phase in sports cars. Although Ferrari's V8 is one of the best engines, a great deal of money can buy. Over-tightening emission legislation means it can no longer be cranked up with every model change. So to meet the future emission standards and comply with the unwritten rule that each new model must be faster than the previous, something else was needed. The combo of three electric motors, a 7.9 kilowatt hour battery pack and a V8, plus the cooling systems needed for both, makes for a very complex car. It also limits luggage room. A backpack like 74 litres is all, and gives a high overall weight, for a Ferrari that is, of 1570 kilos. The electrical system on its own weighs 270 kilos. Like hauling all those cold ones to the freezer in the campground. Talking about Westland and the wonderful coast, Okorito Campground. Just north of Franz Josef, an unassuming side road leads to Okorito, a sleepy beachside settlement in an incredible natural surround. At its heart is Aotearoa's largest unmodified coastal wetland, a bird-filled rainforest delight. The awesome Orokito Kawax people offer hire and tours. They walk to 3 Mile Lagoon, which is also a must-do, as is a sunset bonfire on the wild and woolly beach where the fire when fire bans allow. If you're looking for classic Kiwi camping, this is it. Run by Okarito's tight-knit community, the delightful camping ground demonstrates their desire to host visitors on their own terms, being welcoming, well-tended, natural, and uncomplicated. There is a kitchen, loos, laundry, and hot showers, but no power. Sorry, you can't have New Age Ferraris, New Age music without Adam and the Ants. You want to go to Canterbury? Phew, let's go to Canterbury. Peel Forest in South Canterbury, in the high ice. A short detour, even, off the inland scenic route just shy of Geraldine leads us to Peel's Forest, or Peel Forest. There's only one of them. A precious remnant of Canterbury Foothills Forest, nestled in its lush green campsite, complete with mod con facilities, a block with a proper kitchen, hot showers, and all wheelchair accessible. The big draw card here is the forest, which can be explored on short bushwalks or the hike to Little Mount Peel Summit, an achievable adventure for those of moderate fitness. Peel Forest horse treks also run here. Beyond the campsite, Rangitata Gorge Road leads to Mesopotamia Station, a historic sheep station in the Southern Alps high country. It's a terrific scenic drive. In a high-ice Hilton, perhaps, a bit bumpy in a Ferrari. The way plug-in hybrids are rated for fuel economy and emissions means the SF90 produces figures almost twice as good as the less powerful F8. But that's in the lab. Drive the SF90 like a Ferrari, and it uses fuel and electricity like a Ferrari. There's a web of combinations you can employ to get the type of performance you want. There's the steering wheel mounted Mantenetto dial, which offers the e-drive and hybrid driving modes mentioned, as well as performance and qualifying, plus a new set of touch controls on the left of the wheel for further tailoring up the chassis and drivetrain setup. Not everyone will love the touchscreen-centric interior, but it does fit in with the electric programmable device ambiance. The interior is otherwise snug and beautifully finished. Externally, the new car looks impossibly wide, the effect exaggerated by the fact that it's so low, which are just 1186 millimetres. If the styling lacks the elegance of the smaller Roma, it's almost certainly because they wanted it to look as brutal as it performs, and we discovered it's pretty brutal. So thank you. Sound and Fury, written by Tony Davis. The SF90 is so quick and so manageable that being a hero seems oh so easy. Australian Financial Review, Life and Leisure magazine, for the 19th to 21st of March of this year. And we finish off today at Mavora Lakes in Fiordland. Around 90 minutes' drive from Tianau, on the border of Fiordland National Park, the magnificent Mavora Lakes are the centrepiece of a narrow glacial valley locked in beech and tussock and covered with rocky peaks. The conservation park is part of the Te Waipounamu South West New Zealand Heritage Area. Along the Twin Lakes, undulating golden meadows offer back-to-nature camping in the open or shade. Kayaking, fishing and tramping/trekking are all popular. But with our around-the-mountain cycle trail passing right by, more and more visitors are bringing their bikes too. We better do one more since we're down here. How about we go to the Catlins, hey, and Poonawirra Motor Camp. Winding around the South Island's southeastern extremities and the quiet Catlins Highway takes us into a series of striking natural wonders. Nugget Point, Cathedral Caves, Jack's Blowhole, and more waterfalls than you can poke a selfie stick at. But this is also a place where wildlife thrives. The Poonawirra is a great place to encounter it. On the edge of an estuary and surrounded by bush reserve, this is a bird spotter's paradise, with cuckoo, kupaka, kea, spoonbill, grey heron, sandpiper, among the many species you will see. Nearby in Surat Bay, a spectacularly wild and beautiful beach home to the world's rarest sea lion. Hooker's Waihako Isle is the chance to see these incredible creatures. Isn't a reason if that, spelling mistake, not one of mine, it was in here. If that isn't a reason to head off the beaten track, I don't know what is. And there we have it, folks. Perhaps we'll do some more at another time when we get the High Ace Hilton back on the road. She's blown a foo-foo valve and has to be revived. So we'll let her get herself back to normal. It was good having a look at some of the camping grounds and combining that with the new Sound and Fury, which is the Ferrari SF90, that if you want it's stock and standard, it's $800,000, but if you want just about anything else added, you're going to spend $1 million. But that's what they're doing in the hybrid end of the market this week. Be interesting to see how many we have on the road. Not too many, I wouldn't think. And be careful, you can't hear them coming. Thank you for your company this afternoon. I look forward to bringing you something completely different as usual next week. What that will be, I've no idea as yet. But hey, that's part of the fun, I think. We leave the New Zealand camping grounds and we leave the Ferrari in our dust in a show that was written and produced in the Sydney studios of 2RPH for the RPH network. Thank you for your company. Bye for now.